I'm in Aylesbury Town Centre, a stone's throw from the theatre and from Waitrose, and for the last 5 months, one of the houses on this residential street is being turned into supported accommodation for young people. It's a month from completion, and I've been allowed inside to see how the work is coming along.
Hello, I'm Andrew Tippin from Aylesbury Youth Concern. I'm head of operations and I've been the lead for the new Next Step project. So the Next Step project is a supported housing project for 9 young people. When young people come in, they'll be allocated a key worker who will work with them on all those areas of their life that they need to be prepared to live independently successfully.
And we're standing in the kitchen at the moment, and I tell you what, when am I moving in? I mean, it is really nice. There's a beautiful 7-ring hob with a lovely oven. There's all grey units with lovely chrome handles. There's a beautiful big island with a granite worktop and a double sink. I mean, it is really nice.
We've been very lucky with the property that we've been given to put this project together. It's an absolutely stunning house, and we're doing everything we can to sort of make sure that at the end of the work to convert it, it still has that kind of wow effect.
Now, one of the key things about this project is that some of the young people who will live here are also helping to build it.
Hello, my name is Jack. And we're here to help out with the construction of the Next Step project. I was in college and I mentioned to one of the carers, so to speak, that I have like shyness and a little bit of social anxiety, and they suggested that I come to Youth Concern to open up more about various things and see if it could help me improve my social skills and things like that.
What sort of help have you received from Youth Concern so far?
Well, I've received counselling for when things go wrong with my life, and it's also, because there's also a music studio present, it's also given me something to give as a sort of outlet for any emotions that I'm not comfortable with. I could easily go inside the studio and just release my emotions that way as well.
And throughout the build, the young people have been learning skills that they can take into the construction industry with the help of an innovative charity.
Hi, Ed Selwood from Volunteer It Yourself. We're managing the build of the project. Volunteer It Yourself, VIY for short, it's all about young people volunteering their time to fix and refurbish local community buildings. So it benefits the community and it benefits them. They're on site, they're mentored by professional tradespeople, and while they're working, they gain City and Guilds accreditations at the same time.
Hi, my name's Imran Yunus and I'm the lead mentor for this project, and I teach young people trade skills while they work on the job.
Tell me about some of your success stories. What are you most proud of?
One of my favourite ones is a young lad I had in Birmingham. He'd been kind of like off school, college for a number of years looking after his ill mum. So when his mother passed away and he kind of came out, it was like he'd not seen the world for 3 years. And he came onto a course where we were teaching plumbing, and on the back of that he got his City and Guilds accreditation. We pointed him in the direction of an apprenticeship, and he went off and done this apprenticeship. Came back a year later looking for me to show me his brand new van, which he'd been given by a plumbing company, and he was an underfloor heating engineer.
And if everything goes to plan, the first residents are set to move in the autumn.